Welcome to the worship service of Pea Ridge United Methodist Church, 1209 North Davis Street, Pea Ridge, Arkansas. We hope this message will provide both meaning and inspiration for your life. Listen now for today's message.
Our call to worship. Feed us now, child of God, as you fed your first disciples. Feed us with that soul food which nurtures enough love within us to outstrip the fears and the enmity that ties the world up in knots. Feed us with that spiritual bread which strengthens our hands for serving those broken and lost people whom this world deems a waste of space. Feed us so that we may be fulfilled with some of that joy which the universe cannot contain. For your love's sake, amen.
You in your ear. Your ear. In your ear. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
Our affirmation of faith. We are a cloth of diverse colors, made from many gifts and graces. We're the people flowing forth from Creator God, surprising ourselves with the things which can be done. We are raw material for rewarding relationships as our lives interweave, contributing one to the other, holding each other firm when one is weak or breaking. We are each worthy of being respected and cared for, essential to the pattern, skilled in our appointed tasks, sources of laughter and sharers of tears. Through Christ, we commit ourselves to work together that one day this world may be a place where all people live in justice, freedom, and peace. Amen. Fifth Psalm. Give ear to my prayer, O God. Do not hide yourself from my supplication. Attend to me and answer me. I am troubled in my complaint. I am distraught by the noise of the enemy, because of the clamor of the wicked. For they bring trouble upon me, and in anger they cherish enmity against me. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling come upon me, and horror overwhelms me. And I say, oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. Truly, I would flee far away. I would lodge in the wilderness. I would hurry to find a shelter for myself from the raging wind and tempest. Confuse, O Lord, confound their speech, for I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go around it on its walls, and inequity and trouble are within it. Ruin is in its midst. Oppression and fraud do not depart from its marketplace. It is not enemies who taunt me. I could bear that. It is not adversaries who deal insolently with me. I could hide from them. But it is you, my equal, my companion, my familiar friend, with whom I keep pleasant company, who walked in the house of God with the throng. Let death come upon them. Let them go down alive to Sheol, for evil is in their homes and in their hearts. But I call upon God, and the Lord will save me. Evening and morning and at noon, utter my complaint and moan, and he will hear my voice. He will redeem me unharmed from the battle that I wage, for many are arrayed against me. God, who is enthroned from of old, will hear and will humble them, because they do not change and do not fear God. My companion laid hands on a friend and violated a covenant with me, with speech smoother than butter, but with a heart set on war, with words that were softer than oil, but in fact were drawn swords. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. But you, O God, will cast them down into the lowest pit. The bloodthirsty and the treacherous shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in you.
Savior, the hope of nations.
If you have your Bibles, join me as we read our scripture text from the 11th chapter of Luke, verses 1 through 10. He was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us, and do not bring us to the time of trial.' And he said to them, 'Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him." And he answers from within, "Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything." I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The Country Community Church hired a new preacher to replace a well-respected pastor who had just retired after 40 years of service. The church was located in a very rural area with numerous farm families in the congregation, and in order to get off to a good start, the new preacher decided to go out and visit the families at their homes. One morning, he went to visit a family that had a very nice farm with a beautiful house. As he walked up to the house, he noticed there was a car parked in the carport. He approached the door. He could hear a radio playing country music from the back of the home. He knocked at the door, and the family dog came up from under the porch to greet him, but no one answered. He knocked again, and he rang the doorbell. He thought he heard someone moving around inside, but nobody came to the door or replied. So after a little waiting, he took out a business card and wrote Revelation 3:20 on the back of the card, and he stuck it in the door and left. The next Sunday, one of the ushers came up to the preacher after the service and said, "What is this preacher?" The usher handed him his business card that had been placed in the offering plate, and there were 2 verse references on the back of it. Under the Revelation 3:20 that the pastor had left was written Genesis 3:10 in some very nice handwriting. He explained that he had left this card at a house that he tried to visit earlier in the week. And the preacher told the usher, "Well, Revelation 3:20 says, 'Here I am. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me.'" And he opened his Bible because he wasn't super certain about Genesis 3:10. So he flipped over to Genesis 3 and he found verse 10. He began to blush and giggle. He started laughing out loud uncontrollably. And after he caught his breath, he read the verse to the usher. Genesis 3:10 says, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid, for I was naked, so I hid myself." Last week, we were reminded of our responsibilities as servant ministers of Christ, loving them where they are, and Christ's command that we do unto others as we would have them do unto us, providing love through a cup of cold water given in my name. Today, Jesus gives his disciples the other great gift of example, faithful prayer to God the Father. In verses 1 through 4, we have Luke's rendering of the Lord's Prayer, universally used across Christianity as a model for our daily prayer to God. There's a great book that I've read and I would encourage you to look for called Three Cups of Tea, which is primarily set among the Muslim people of northern Pakistan. I realize something that most Christians and Westerners do not understand about Islam. Islam is a religion kin to Judaism and Christianity, and it shares many of our beginnings as people of faith to the one God, whether Yahweh, God Almighty, or Allah. Most Christians have long forgotten and no longer practice the prayer rituals of their ancestors, where daily prayer and corporate worship were common, if not expected. Only in religious orders like the Catholic Benedictines do we commonly see Christians stopping their daily lives and observing ritual prayer to God at set times of the day. Yet, this is intrinsic to the practice of Islamic faith. Life stops in Islamic cultures three times a day for prayer. Andrew Mortensen, the son of Lutheran missionaries, discovers this ritual as an adult Westerner trying to relate to a totally different culture, and not surprisingly, it helps his own spiritual life, which has fallen into disrepair. Jesus follows his giving of a model prayer with a parable, a story about two friends who are neighbors. It's a strange little parable to begin with. We have to imagine what it would be like if we went to a friend's house at midnight, knocked on the door, and asked our good friend to lend us three loaves of bread. Can you imagine? Has anything like that ever happened to you? Hospitality is taken seriously in the Middle East and many cultures. When you have a guest, you must feed him immediately your very best, even if it's at midnight. This friend knew that, and his friend knew that. So even despite the hour, the inconvenience, and the disruption to family life, the bread would be given. What had Jesus just taught us to pray? Give us this day our daily bread. I tell you, says Jesus, even though the man won't give the positive response because it is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. Jesus' point through this was in the noun that was translated here as persistence. It's based on a Greek verb that means to shamelessly persist, to be bold in our asking, to be stubborn or enduring in our plea, our prayer. We are to shamelessly ask for God for what we need and to be boldly persistent about it. The psalmist said in Psalms 55, "Evening and morning and at noon will I pray." Jesus will give us the latter story about the persistent widow granted justice by the worn-down judge. Will not your Father in heaven answer your prayers even more? Now, this could set some of us up for a problem or a challenge to our faith. Do all deathbed prayers get answered with healing? No. How long must I endure this abuse? Prays the battered spouse. On a Sunday, a young child was acting up during the morning worship service. His parents did the very best that they could to maintain some sense of order in the pew, but they were losing the battle. Finally, the father picked the little guy up and started walking up the aisle and out the door. Just before reaching the safety of the foyer, the young boy cried out loudly to the congregation, "Pray for me! Pray for me!" How do you suppose his prayers were answered? Sometimes when we don't get an intensely desired prayer answered the way that we hoped and prayed for, we decide we must not be praying right, and we get anxious about our praying. There's a woman invited some people to dinner, and at the table, she turned to her 6-year-old daughter and said, "Would you like to say the blessing?" "Well, I don't know what to say," replied the little girl. "Just say what you hear Mommy say," said the mother. The little girl bowed her head and said, "Dear Lord, why on earth did I invite all these stupid people to dinner?" Be careful what you pray for. Prayer is more than asking for things from God. We know that. It includes thanksgiving, conversation, praise, questioning, arguing, confessing, lamenting, or crying. But it does include certainly asking God for what we need most and desire most without shame, boldly and persistently. Deliver me from evil. Give me daily bread. Deliver me from temptation. Forgive me my sins. Forgive those who owe me. Prayer affirms our fundamental dependence on God. When we turn to God in prayer, we acknowledge our dependence on a power greater than ourselves, the Lord God. We acknowledge God's goodness and our love for God. God listens to our prayer. We get God's attention when we pray. We don't really know how it works, but it does, and we have to be persistent to stay faithful. One more point. One set of new commentators I was reading said that this passage, especially in verses 9 through 10, may have been written as it is by Luke to be encouragement to early Christian missionaries to venture forth into the world and the Christian mission. Jesus said, "I say to you, ask and it will be given you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." There are doors being opened in the name of God each and every day. Many are in parts of the world we cannot pronounce and do not even know that exist. Christ asks, commands us to keep knocking on heaven's door and on the doors of others, to tell them about the love of God, a God who so loved the world that he gave his son for it, and the world through him might be healed and whole. We thank God for those among us who answer the call from God and knock on other doors so that heaven's work can be done. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we come to you now in need of your wisdom and direction. We open our hands and our hearts to hear from you. Help us to hear your voice clearly. What you've asked us to do, help us to do with faith and courage. What you've asked us to release, help us to release to you and not grab back as if we know better than you. We surrender to your will this morning. Give our feet your direction and our will your will instead. We pray in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, the one who gave us our prayer to you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you? Answer.
you for listening to today's message. Pea Ridge United Methodist Church is a home for people of all backgrounds and ages. We rejoice in each new person that comes our way. Our goal is to enable you to make faith in God a vital part of your everyday life by creating an environment where worship is meaningful and uplifting, where teaching from the Bible is relevant to life situations, where friendships are significant and prayer is practiced as a continuing communication with God. Are you looking for a church? Between churches? Perhaps burned out on church? Come give our church a try. We are Pea Ridge United Methodist Church, 1209 North Davis Street in Pea Ridge, Arkansas. Find us on Facebook, and our web address is pearidgeumc.net. Or you can call Pastor Jeremy Gross at 479-553-9585. Pea Ridge United Methodist Church, anchored in the past, moving toward the future, making disciples for Christ along the way.